Every time you hear me or Anthony on the air, you should know that there are many people behind the scenes whose voices you never hear.
Bob,
you haven't tasted
a level on us?
Larry, you plainly haven't
tasted my almost voice. Never. Recently, I spoke with Sean Altman, former lead singer of the 90s a cappella group Rockapella.
Hello, hello. This is Sean. Oh, okay.
What are lines?
He's got a new comedic concert called Jumongous.
They tried to kill us, we survived. Let's eat.
Let's eat.
Right.
Now, the Let's Eat chorus, as I'll call them, well, that's Larry Josephson and Deb...
Do you need Deb's last name?
Stephanopoulos.
Stephopoulos.
Both of whom are engineers at the Radio Foundation Studios in New York, where Altman went to do our interview. And I point this out because that's the kind of show Jumongous is. It'll be in Cambridge at Club Passim next week, and yes, it's Jewish, but it's also very irreverent. And it's so participatory that even the quietest people usually behind the mic can't help but sing too.
I'm going to prep you in advance anyway. We'll practice it on the air.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Joining me now from the studios of the Radio Foundation in New York is Sean Altman. Welcome to Radio Boston, Sean.
Hello, Meghna. Thanks for having me.
So first, let me ask you, you don't describe yourself as a religious Jew so much. So how would you describe Judaism in your life?
My rabbi at my bar mitzvah, he warned me of the perils of becoming a so-called bar mitzvah Jew, the Jew who, after his bar mitzvah, never set foot in shul again, shul being synagogue. And as the rabbi was saying that, I thought to myself, yeah, that's me. After today, I'd never have to come back here. But in my late 20s, I started to feel the tugs of my ancestry, and I was searching for some way to feel culturally connected.
What started pulling at you? What was the source of the tug?
Guilt, maybe. You know, I started by writing, you know, one song, and I got a really good response. It brought me some sort of strange inner satisfaction, like, huh, I'm doing something for the team now, and I don't even have to pick up a prayer book.
Well, you've got a lot of songs now, and the first one, you've got your guitar there, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, excellent. So the first one that I'd love to hear is They Tried to Kill Us, We Survived, Let's Eat. But there's a story behind this song. How'd it come about?
It was right after I had left the vocal group Rockapella, and a prominent rabbi approached me and he said, Mr. Altman, I'm a big fan of your work with Rockapella, and I know that you're Jewish, but you never reference your Jewishness in your songs. I would like you to write a song that tells the story of Pesach. And I said, Rabbi, I'm so honored and so grateful for this assignment. What's Pesach? And he explained to me that Pesach was the same as Passover. So I consulted the internet, which, Meghna, as you know, is infallible in its facts.
Absolutely.
And I determined that every Jewish holiday can be summarized with the expression, they tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat. So in this song, I'd like to invite my studio audience of two people, Larry and Deb. When I say let's eat, I want you to raise your fists as if to the pharaohs themselves and say, let's eat. Let's practice that. When I say let's eat, you go, let's eat. Well, that's pretty good. Try to do it with maximum chutzpah. With that, I give you now the story of the so-called Pesach. That's Passover, Deb. According to Wikipedia, we were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt. The year was 1492. Hitler had just invaded Yonkers. Madonna had just become a Jew. Moses was found on the Potomac. Then he marched with Martin Luther King. He came back to free us from our bondage, 'cause S&M has never been our thing. They tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
Let's eat!
They tried to kill us, we were faster on our feet. So they chase us to the border, there's a parting of the water. Tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
Let's eat!
Then the Pharaoh, who looked like Yul Brynner, heard the Jews were trying to escape. Charlton Heston came right down from the mountain. He said, Pharaoh, you're a damn dirty ape. The menorah was almost out of oil. Farrakhan was planning Kristallnacht. The gefilte was nearing extinction. It looked like Moses and his flock were fucked. They tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
Let's eat!
They tried to kill us, we were faster on our feet.
But we knew how to resist, cause we'd rented Schindler's List. Tried to kill us, we survived. Let's eat.
Let's eat!
We fled on foot. There was no time to tarry. Leavening the bread would take too long. All we had was egg foo young and matzah. While battling the fearsome Viet Cong. Hey, and so tonight we gather to remember the ancient Hebrews who paid the price. We have a Seder each year in December to commemorate our Savior Jesus Christ.
Why are you looking at me that way? That's not right.
No.
Oh, that's what Wikipedia says, Larry. Sorry. They try to kill us, we survive. Let's eat.
Let's eat!
They tried to kill us, we were faster on our feet. But we never did succumb to the annual pogrom. Tried to kill us, we survive. Let's eat.
Let's
hey,
eat!
They tried to kill us, we survive. Let's eat. Hey! They tried to kill us, we were faster on our feet. So come on, blow the shofar, cause they haven't nailed us so far. Trying to kill us, we survive. Let's eat.
Let's eat!
That's the way you escape from bondage, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Also, I have to say that that was Sean Altman playing They Tried to Kill Us, We Survived, Let's Eat, along with a chorus made up of Larry Josephson and Dev Stathopoulos. Can I call you guys the Radio Foundation singers now? I mean,
that's an idea.
We're three short of a seven short of a minion.
So I was reading some press reviews of your show, of Jumongous. One of them's from the Philadelphia Daily News, and they said that Jumongous is part of a new breed of Jewish hipster comedy that includes Jon Stewart, Sacha Baron Cohen, Sarah Silverman, and Hebe Magazine. What do you have to say to that?
I like to think that I'm sort of dancing on the edge of taste. I don't want to do an act that's cute. There's a long history of Jewish self-deprecating humor. Alan Sherman, Woody Allen to some degree.
Mickey Katz.
Yeah, Mel Brooks. And I'm fans of theirs, but I think that my generation of Jewish comedy is a little bit less shrinking violet and more self-aggrandizing, and that sits better with me. It's a little bit more in your face.
So, you know, you mentioned Mel Brooks, and how would you say that a song like They Tried to Kill Us, We Survived, Let's Eat, in spirit differs from, you know, something like Springtime for Hitler that, you know, Mel Brooks famously wrote for the producers?
Yeah, actually, it's the same vibe. I think that most of what I do is me sort of being a little bit of a buffoon on stage and making mistakes that the audience will want to correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk with you a little bit more about Jumongous the show, but first of all, we have to take a step back and talk about your previous career. So let's listen to a little bit of music from that past life.
Well, she sneaks around the world from Berlin to Carolina. She's a sticky-fingered filcher from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a slow boat to China. Tell me where in the world is
Carmen San Diego.
Okay, Sean, you have no idea how much of a fan I was of that show. You have no idea.
You're very kind.
So I suppose I should do the right thing and actually introduce it properly, and that is Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, sung by you and the group Rockapella.
Yes. And, you know, I wrote that song as well. The show was on on PBS every weekday at 5 o'clock from 1991 to 1995. And then after that, you know, the song lived on. Matt Lauer used it on his Where in the World is Matt Lauer expedition. He used it for several years. And now Jennifer Lopez has just acquired the film rights to Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. And my co-writer and I are just praying that we get the call from her.
J-Lo as Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was big news a month ago. Yeah, J-Lo has acquired the rights.
There I was reading about healthcare reform, and the real news was J-Lo and Carmen Sandiego. I want to hear another one of the songs from Jumongous, but before we do, I've got to ask you about the inspiration behind the song I hope we're about to hear, which is Taller Than Jesus.
You know, I'm a huge Beatle fan, and in 1966, John Lennon gave an interview to the London Evening Standard, and he was describing how popular the Beatles were with the youth of the world, and he said, oh, we're huge with the kids. We're bigger than Jesus. And because of this one off-the-cuff statement, there were Beatles album burnings in the South, and the Beatles were banned from many radio stations. But I've always been a big defender of John's, and I think that he didn't mean to offend. He was simply stating a scientific fact that the Beatles were physically bigger than Jesus. So I've written a song to clarify his intent.
So we'll go out on Taller Than Jesus from Jumongous. Sean Altman, it has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna. Thanks for having me.
Clap, clap, clap. Clap, 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 yeah.
Okay, that's enough. Here we go.
I'm not bragging, don't mean to blaspheme, but Jesus was a short dude, at least compared to me.
Sean Altman brings his comedic concert Jumongous to Cambridge's Club Passim on December 29th. More information is at our website, radioboston.org.
I'm taller than Jesus. I said, I'm much taller than Jesus.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusa, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mazzi, and Jason Breslow. And today we say goodbye to our two talented interns, Gautier Giacomoni and Julia Lasagne.
We will miss them, but we are happy that Tim Skog is staying. He's our very talented technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
I said, I'm much taller than Jesus. I'm taller than Jesus. You see, Jesus walked on.